You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
We don't all agree whether or not we should correct the phrasing, whether or not.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I am joined by University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
This week, we've got an interesting question from Leland, who apparently just listened to the segment that we did on if versus whether a while back and had this follow-up question. Leland says, specifically, my English teacher in 11th grade taught us that the word whether includes or not. So saying whether or not is redundant. Is that true? And should people, including many reporters on NPR, refrain from saying whether or not? Anne, I am curious to hear whether you agree with Leland's English teacher.
And Rebecca, I'm going to immediately turn the question around because we're talking about reporters on NPR. And I would guess that you might think about this when you're editing copy.
I do. I usually will take out or not, mainly because when you're writing copy for the radio, you've only got so much time. So seconds are precious. And if you can save a second here or save a second there, you do it. And also, I mean, I will say I do kind of agree with the English teacher. It does seem redundant to me.
What I love about your answer is that you've made it about style rather than correctness. That for you, when you're trying to save a second or two, anything you can omit is helpful. And when you can omit or not, and whether or not, let's do it. And most of the time you can, because as you note, it's redundant. Now, it's worth pointing out that redundancy is not incorrect. And sometimes one could argue that redundancy is rhetorically effective if you're trying to emphasize a choice and you want to say whether or not you're going. So you might be going, you might not be going, whether or not you're going. That emphasis might be helpful. Now, Rebecca, let's do a little history here. We actually have two phrases, whether or no and whether or not. Whether or no is a little bit older, first written evidence in the mid-1500s. We get whether or not a little bit later. They often mean the same thing, but sometimes whether or no could be used as an adverb phrase, meaning in any case. And here's an example from Old Curiosity Shop by Charles Dickens, 1840. Was it natural that at that instant, without any previous impulse or design, Kit should kiss Barbara? He did it, whether or no.
I don't think I would understand what he meant without you having had explained it to me first.
And the editors of the Oxford English Dictionary note that for many of us, that is an archaic use of whether or no. It also appears in some British regional varieties. Whether or not starts to overtake whether or no in frequency in the early 20th century. And now I think many of us use whether or not more often than whether or no. It's worth noting that many illustrious writers have used whether or not. We can return to Leland's question, should we refrain from saying or writing whether or not? You don't have to. It's a style question. If you're looking for concision, sure. If you're looking for emphasis, you might want the or not. And there's one construction where we have to keep the or not. And this is when whether or not is functioning adverbially, in other words, like an adverb, not nominally, in other words, like a noun. And in this construction, it means regardless of whether. So here's an example. Whether or not you agree, you must admit the point was well argued. Let's try that, Rebecca, without the or not. Whether you agree or not.
I was going to say, say it.
So in that construction, we need the or not. And it also shows that the phrasing whether or not can be interrupted by other material. Whether you're planning to go or not, you can also say whether or not you're planning to go. So lots of flexibility here for us as speakers and writers. And we can think about it as a question of style.
So it all depends on whether you like it or not. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a great rest of your Sunday.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who? A Kinder, Funner Language Guide for Everyone Who Cares About Words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.